HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The CoWIN mobile application is set for a revamp as the government allows private hospitals and state governments to directly procure vaccines and makes people above the age of 18 eligible for the jab, officials familiar with the matter said, asserting that certificates will continue to be issued by the central government to ensure that a database is maintained. A consolidated database of how many people have so far been vaccinated has to be maintained, said an official familiar with the matter. The central government will be the only authority issuing the vaccination certificates. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address world leaders on the opening day of a virtual summit hosted by US President Joe Biden on the climate crisis on Thursday, officials said. Biden will on Thursday and Friday welcome 40 leaders for a virtual Earth Day summit as adversaries China and Russia confirmed participation in the two-day event, and the European Union and Britain locked in far-reaching carbon reductions. Officials aware of the matter said Biden will pledge to cut US greenhouse gas emissions at least in half by 2030. The Maharashtra government on Wednesday night announced stringent restrictions in the state due to a huge surge in the cases of coronavirus disease, COVID-19. The state government has also issued standard operating procedures, SOPs, for the curbs. The restrictions will come into effect from 8 p.m. on Thursday and will be in place till 7 a.m. on May 1, according to state government's order. The state government's SOPs say that no travel will be allowed by public or private transport unless it is for essential services, medical reasons or vaccination. 43 constituencies in West Bengal will vote in the sixth phase of assembly elections on Thursday, in the shadow of a rising surge of infections in the eastern state that has seen thousands attend political rallies without wearing masks and maintaining social distancing. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, and the ruling Trinamool Congress, TMC, which have only now curtailed rallies in the state, are striving to gain an edge in the constituencies that go to the polls on Thursday. A lack of cryogenic trucks, interstate road blockades, and troubles faced by staff in reaching factories are making the shortage of medical oxygen worse, officials and company representatives said, detailing a wide variety of factors that has now brought the state governments of Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Haryana into a confrontation even as the capital's hospitals struggle to treat patients. Suppliers, district officials, and police personnel have been scrambling to ease some of these bottlenecks, even as higher authorities accused counterparts in other states of deliberately holding up supplies and putting lives at risk.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
When did Chennai win its first cup?
In 2010.
Who won the Orange Cap last year?
KL Rahul with 670 runs.
If you too are a cricket know-it-all, then play the Crick Bazi contest. Watch Crick Bazi on HT Smartcast YouTube channel and win exciting gifts on the daily Crick Bazi Ka Bazigar contest. Crick Bazi on HT Smartcast YouTube channel. Click on the bell icon to never miss a chance to win. Subscribe to HT Smartcast for more podcasts.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.